Hello and a pleasant welcome to the program County Attorney Half Hour, sponsored by Carter Center. County Attorney Half Hour is intended to know what's on the agenda of attorneys and how they intend to work around them. This program comes to you on Tuesday at 3:30 in the afternoon and repeated on Sunday at 10:05 in the evening. I'm Olive Thomas. I'll be back. Welcome. Today, I'll be talking with attorneys Adolphus Kanua of Grand Jire and Stephen K. Williams of Babalu County. Attorney K. Williams now tells me his scope of operation.
County attorney for Babalu County, and by virtue of that position means that I'm the legal advisor to the superintendent and the other officials of Babalu County. And I'm responsible, being county attorney also, to prosecute all criminal cases that come before the court. It also means that I am the chief prosecutor for the governor of Liberia.
That's basically what you do in Babalu County.
Yeah.
What are some of the things you will be doing for this week or week or two?
Okay, please, let's start from the beginning.
Yes.
So that you can get a full appreciation of what we do for this term of court, this February term of court. The court opened on February 9th, and we have two cases, one sexual abuse award and one rape case. We have a unanimous guilty verdict in the two cases, and the ruling confirmed with the verdict from the petty jury. Okay, I give a slight highlight of each of these cases. The sexual abuse award, there's a lady, it's a lady, her LF60, or late 50, but most likely at 60, who apparently had a feud with her husband. And she threatened to burn her husband's clothes, took everything as somewhere in front post to put her at place. And for that, the husband said, I think you have to spend the night to the police station. So they carried her to the police station to be detained for the night. And a police officer apparently had a on the old lady that night. The young man is 37 years old.
Attorney Kerr, well, and before you go further, did she actually burn her husband's things?
No, she didn't. She didn't burn it. She was threatening to burn it, and because her husband didn't want to get into further confusion and maybe decided that to do that as a sort of punishment for her. So she didn't burn the clothes. Because that was going on, the husband was mostly in court in solidarity with his wife. So it means that what's her misbehavior, she carried on with her husband, it didn't mean much to him again. It didn't mean much to him again. That would think that he forgave her. Immediately after that incident took place, so he was always in court to make sure that his wife kissed her speedily and have a free and fair trial. And that's exactly what was done.
Actually, how does he feel now that his wife has been abused since he was trying to punish her for wanting to burn his things for which she didn't do?
Yeah, I wish I could ask him. But the young man was sentenced for 1 year, and I would think that he might not even get back the force again, because after 1 year in detention, convicted of crime as that, I don't know if they will have him in his employ again. But from what I see, I think he had a remorse. He probably feel, I can't speak for him, that even though this happened, but I think it was better to have just let it stay instead of carrying my wife to the police station. You know, because what's what happened to her was humiliation for both her and him.
So it's you like he's blaming himself for taking her there.
He's blaming himself for
and feeling guilty.
Taking her there, and he got a punishment that he did not intend, and I would not intend to be given to his wife.
Let's move on to the next one.
Okay, the next one is rape. There's a 10-year-old girl that was raped by seven.
You said a 10-year-old girl was raped by whom?
27-year-old man. In Wichita town, the girl was staying with her big sister, and her mother was on the farm. But when it happened, they didn't notice it. Because he threatened that if she get anybody, what he did to her, he will kill her. So the poor girl was afraid. And she got sick, and they considered that she had malaria. They took her from clinic to clinic, and she was shutting up. Her face was shutting up. Her stomach was getting big, and she was feeling weak. Anytime they score her, when she comes, she would rather lie down instead of sitting up. Until she was moved from Wayswa to Bontomaber, where she attended clinic, and the fever continued. It was unusual that they would get all the malaria treatment.
Yet and say they cannot find anything.
Yeah, they can't find anything.
And the fever is still high.
And yeah, the mother took her down to Monrovia, and then she said, look, it seemed I hope no man know you. And she said, yes, and called the man Ismail Kamara. It's the one that did something to me. So then the mother carried her to Allen Clinic, where they examined her and noticed that indeed the girl was tampered with. So they went by, and they approached him. He seemed to deny it. But then behind the bike, he was still sending people to go and tell the woman, look, if you can get withdraw this from the court, I will refund your expenditure. He said, but you said you didn't.
Can he overturn the damage he caused on the little girl?
That's it. So he said, but you're not the one. So then why would you want to show that responsibility? Okay? So that's how kind they brought the case to the circuit court in Bopolu. And then the state produced the girl herself, her sister, her mother, and police officer and the medical director to testify for her, for the state. So he testified for himself. He said he was working for somebody. I said, but this for some time, your boss will not get concerned to come and inquire as to why you're not coming to work or what is happening to you. So he didn't have any of this. It's how the jury brought down the guilty verdict in favor of the state. And then he was sentenced to life in prison. He's right now there pending to be transferred to either Monrovia Central Prison or to Central Palace of Correction, because Babalu County does not have correction facility.
Okay, we will come and talk a little bit about the correction facility. So far, those are the two cases, and they have done away with.
Yeah. Okay, for the time being, we have three cases. We hope to get witnesses to rent. We have two rape cases, again, one from Bama and one from Tumbo. Tumbo is a mining town in Babalu County. It's very far from Boko. It takes some time before one can reach there. We have sent word that the victim and the parents should come in order to appear before the grand jury to prepare for indictment for the suspect. But the suspects are in custody. And one aggravated assault.
Did you say aggravated assault?
Yeah, one aggravated assault case that I'm thinking now that I expect that we can start on hopefully next week. The aggravated assault case, somebody grabbed his friend ear and bit it off.
Were they in a fist fight?
Well, the man is under detention and the victim was taking treatment. So by the time we call them, when the man feels much better, he can come to court to testify. Then he will give us a detail.
So those are the three cases that are pending. Now you talked earlier about detention facilities, correction facilities that are lacking there. So what is being done in this light?
You remember the last time when the president visited the county, it was one of those that we discussed. In our group, I've been chairman of the Golden Roots Committee. I was so committed meeting, and maybe we are looking forward to see if some international partner can come in to help get a facility for us. That could be in conjunction with the Ministry of Justice, the UN, and what have you. But for the time being, we rely on the police withholding say, which is not adequate enough. And of course, that should not be for convicted prisoners. When somebody is under interrogation and you have to bring him to court and go back, until the case is over, the police will hold him down. He's convicted and we transfer him to either Monrovia or Zlatru. Where you had a facility. Then you say, what is being done about the county having correction facility? I'm saying we are in contact with Army and also the Ministry of Justice to see what could be done. But Babalu is one of those counties that doesn't have correction facilities.
Okay.
Now we transfer our prisoner to Bombing, Thermalburg.
Is it working?
Holding. Yeah. It's working, but it's expensive. It involves a lot of inconveniences. Because you have to transfer. You don't have vehicle to transfer a prisoner. Either we rely on the police or we rely on Army. If they make a trip, then they drop the prisoners for us.
So the lack of detention facility in Bapolo is one of your challenges. Do you have any other?
And also transportation facility, because the Malaysia coast are far apart, and most of the activities are in places like Kumbo, Herentown, Weswa, Lofa Bridge, Bama, and to move from Bapolo to those places is very expensive and very inconvenient if you have to travel with a commercial car. So if you had a four-wheel drive, you can go to these places and collect the people that are involved to testify for the state. And so then we bring their cases to court for rape or for theft of property or whatnot. But then to come by to help the state to prosecute is another problem we have. They will not make it their business to come.
That's why I wanted to ask whether the people themselves are willing to take cases to court and wanting to be there for the trial.
Sometimes they feel that the cost to run after the case, I mean, not that they pay the legal fee, but to just have cost for themselves and come, they feel they will run across the throne. They might have as opposed to coming to court. It will take some time for the education to go through.
So what are you doing to help in the education process of that? What are you doing?
We asked the radio station to make sure the... And then we also said, I'm going to put this opening. Now, please, when you bring somebody in who has committed a crime, you have to follow up to make sure you testify for the state, not against the person. Don't just stay away. And of course, some of you have the tendency that once I put in there, I'm done with, I don't have to do anything further, which is not correct. That means somebody will be in jail and the man had not been sentenced, he shouldn't be in jail. And it would be a violation of his basic human rights. She said, not enough to put in jail, but let a person be confessed before they serve justice. Chances are, to go to court, he might be innocent.
Do you encourage them to also come and watch the trials?
Yes. I expect the justice to put himself on the jury bench. The person in the trials, where on the government witnesses, they are eager to come. They do the interesting coming.
How do you find working in Bapolo? Is that your county of origin?
It's my county of origin, but I'm there, I'm Liberian, so I don't have preference to a particular county.
So how do you find working there? Is it a tedious task?
It's a quiet place. It's quiet. Sometimes I refer to it as a sleeping city because the population is low, the activity is low, and... But it's even said the arrest, from court, no, we're not more to go arrest. But when I become mobile and start visiting other part of Bapolo, then of course I will get very busy. But the city itself is very calm and too quiet.
So you won't be expect many cases there because the city is less populated, activities, they got less things going up and down, so you don't expect people to commit
frank,
more crimes.
To be frank, most of their cases are rape cases. Aggravated assault, but like murders, and very few. Say I've been there, I've not tried murder case. So I guess they have respect for life. The rape cases could be tied in with the manners. Sometimes they feel that if you have something to do with manners, you will be lucky in finding diamond or gold. So sometimes you see the victims, you see the girl, you think that it's not that they want woman you will think they're for.
Attorney Stephen Kewalen of Bapolo County. For this term of court, he's working on three cases, two rape in Bama and Kumbo, and one aggravated assault, for which the suspects are in detention. He also spoke of the lack of detention facilities and transportation as challenges he's confronted with. The Bapolo attorney said he is unable to visit some of the magisterial courts around the county because he's not mobile. The program you're listening to is County Attorney Half Hour, Okada Center-sponsored program. This program is intended to highlight the activities of attorneys on a weekly basis. I'm Olive Thomas. The program is County Attorney Half Hour on Star Radio. From the west of the country, we move to the southeast. Attorney Adolphus Kanua is assigned in Grand Jire County. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. My scope of operation, according to our statute, according to our laws, the county attorney is the chief prosecuting attorney for the county. He's empowered by law to prosecute all criminal cases. And as a matter of fact, once I was appointed as county attorney for Grand Jire, I am in that position to make sure that Grand Jire becomes crime-free. All of the citizens of Grand Jire followed the law to the letter and obey the law. And one of my mandates is also to ensure the implementation of the pillars of the poverty reduction strategy, PRS, which includes the rule of law. As a county attorney, I have to ensure that the rule of law is upheld and respected, followed to the letter in this country.
So how are you going about doing that?
How do I go about doing that as a prosecutor? You know, the criminal justice system has three components. The foundation starts with the police, then it comes to trial, then it goes to correction. So what we are doing here is that we are also chairperson of the Joint Security. On the basis of that, we have regular security meetings, Joint Security meetings, to get briefings from the various security components that are here, including the police, the NBI, the DEA, the Ministry of National Security, to name the rest of them. And that's one aspect to ensure that there is peace and security in the country. The second and most important aspect is prosecution. Prosecution meaning that we get cases from the police. When a crime is committed, first and foremost, the police goes on the scene, and the police investigates the crime scene, takes statements. Of course, there should be voluntary statements from accused and also from plaintiffs, so those who are making the complaint. And then whatsoever the police finds probable to be tried in court or to be sent to court, they do that. Whosoever is informed to have committed a crime or to have allegedly committed a crime is sent to court. That person becomes a defendant, and from there, we ourselves get involved at the level of the magistrate court. I have my city solicitors who handle it. They bring those matters to us.
You said that whatever case or cases the police deem necessary to send to court, they can also send. What if the complainant doesn't want the case to be taken to court?
No, if I'm mandated to prosecute, when the defendant is not willing to go to court, then they will have a little impediment, they will have a little problem, because we need a defendant to go to court to testify so as to convict the accused in a criminal case. Where the defendant is unwilling to go to court, then we are tied down. And then there are provisions within our statute and the laws that ensure that if said person is accused of being detained, there are crimes that are billable, meaning that if you are accused of the commission of said crime, you'll be acquainted of your constitutional rights and you will be allowed to file a bond. If your crime is not billable, like murder, sedition, rape, armed robbery, and other crimes, if you are accused of said crime, which are non-billable crimes, then you have to be in jail. Now, the defendant is that if you are in jail and we cannot get the witnesses to testify to convict you, then we prosecutors have the problem. We have the problem of successful prosecution. So, like you asked me specifically about saying that if it needs to go to court, the police is the foundation of the criminal justice system. The police will investigate and the probable cause will send that case to court. But when in a defendant there is a probable cause to send the case to court and the defendant is not willing to come to court to testify, they will have a problem. But there are remedies at law in our statute.
Are citizens being encouraged to take matters to court? Do they see the need to do so?
Yeah, the judicial system is encouraged to take their matters to court. And that can be done through education. That can be done through public awareness. That you don't take the law in your own hands. When there is an alleged crime committed, you must be able to alert the police. The police will come to the crime scene and investigate And if there is probable cause to send said person, said accused to court, they'll go to court. Now, as to whether the citizens have been encouraged, yes, of course. I'm a lawyer. I do that in a courtroom. And we also encourage the people through several means, through workshops and other things, that indeed there is a need to go to court when a crime is committed. Do not take the law on your own hands. Do not mob violence, as other people will call it mob justice. I don't call it justice because there is no justice in that.
Call it mob justice after mobbing the person to near death. Mob violence.
Yeah. If an accused must be presumed innocent before you'll be carried before a tribunal or a court, and now you'll be arraigned and in the context of the constitutional rights, his right to remain silent, rights to counsel, and you know, whatsoever. After that, the man will stand a full trial. When he's convicted, then he's convicted. Then he can go through his sentence. He can be sentenced and stand his term. I mean, his term in court. In the absence of that, you don't just say somebody passed and you say the man is rogue, he's so tired of money, everybody rushing and beating up. That's not violence. It's not justice.
Your citizens or the residents, do they see the need to witness trials as they go on?
Okay, I'll tell you, this is not, the problem is not only a king. It's not only, restricted to a grand jury. There is a problem of witnesses, victims or survivors of crimes in the case of crimes such as rape or whatsoever, being reluctant to go to court to testify because, like in the case of armed robbery, many people who are armed robbed will feel unsafe to go to court to testify. People who were just around, who witnessed the armed robbery going on, who saw me, the armed robbers leaving the compound with some items or whatsoever will feel reluctant to go to court. In that event, It is a common scenario of Liberia where witnesses, survivors are unwilling to go to court. In that event, it's a problem for the prosecution. But we are trying through constant workshops and publicity and other means. We are trying to erase their minds that indeed a court is the best friend to go there to solve the problem. Because if you are accused or you are the accuser, you should go to court to prove your case. If you go to court, the court has all of the laws and all of the minds to make sure that justice is done. And what we need is justice. In the wake of justice, there can be peace and prosperity. That's what we do. Specifically, I don't know whether the Minister of Justice has not got a program that I'm aware of that goes in the community, but through the police, the Minister of Justice has started doing that, go to the community, what we call community policing. They go around informing the people that when there is a crime report, the first line of contact in the judicial system or in the criminal justice system is the police. Go to the police complain. The police have the expertise to go in there to make sure that investigation is done, crime scene investigation and gathering evidence. Everything is done so that there can be proper persecution.
Are you getting the cooperation of the police?
Yes, I'm getting the cooperation of the police in Grand Jira. I'm briefed periodically, and we have a joint security meeting periodically.
So you don't have the police interfering, Attorney Kanoa, so you don't have the police interfering in cases that should be taken to court?
Me as a lawyer, I don't think where I sit as a lawyer, the police can interfere in myself because I know my work. As a lawyer,
if I'm talking about before it reaches the court at the Kanoa, sometimes they want to compromise some of those cases at the station.
No, I will not cast an expression on the integrity of the Liberian National Police. I think they are doing well for this country under difficult circumstances, and by that we should give them a pat on the back. But at the same time, we are humans and. Once you're on, there is a need. I mean, it's compelling that you can bury it. And they are not gods, they are not angels from heaven. They can make mistakes, but those mistakes can be isolated. I think, as the incumbency of this government, the police have started to act in the eyes of the outcomes of the law. This is perhaps it is due to the kind of training they have received and I'll detach her from the past, the ugly past of war.
Yeah. Okay, can we just get to the agenda for this week or two? What are some of the cases you have on your docket?
I had a final argument, one of the criminal cases, a criminal mischief case. We just ended the case, and there's a verdict that was handed down. And then I'm taking another murder case tomorrow. We have a lot of cases that were going through this term. I tend to go through two trials, like four or five cases this term. And I'm doing a lot of indictments. Since I came here a month ago, you agree with me that I was appointed on January 7th. And I came here on February 9th, so I could open the case and I've been here. And since I came, we have indicted. We have had several cases that the grand jury has successfully indicted most of them, almost like five to six cases. And then we are taking... One of my actions was to go to the central prison, the correction palace, as it is called here. We went there and we inspected the palace, and we noticed from their jail list, pre-trial detainees and convicts, that indeed there were people who were detained prolongedly beyond the statutory period. And we entered the purple motions, and then some of them were released. This week, I'm looking at the murder trials in Konambo District. There's a murder trial, sub-EC, I've not been here, so I cannot discuss it.
He's Attorney Adolphus Kanua of Grand Jire County. This week, he has a final argument in one criminal mischief case and about four to five cases to handle this term of court. He also visited the correction palace and noticed that some prisoners were detained beyond the period. In his words, he entered the proper motion and some were released. Well, that's all for this week's edition of County Attorney Half Hour. The program, sponsored by Carter Center, is intended to highlight the works of attorneys in their various counties. It's aired on Star Radio on Tuesday and Sunday, just about this time. Thanks for listening, and bye-bye. I'm Olive Summers.